Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I am coming to you from the outdoors this morning, out on the porch of my cabin. Guess what I'm doing? I bet you've already figured this out. Yep, little coffee, couple of cups of coffee, sipping the coffee, and listening to Western Swing and other things, my favorite time of the week. What do you say, folks, that we spend a few minutes, all you bow hunters or potential bow hunters, listen up. Let's talk about bow hunting. Now, I have been hunting with a bow for over 25 years, about 25 years. And I'm going to tell you, it's one of the most challenging, fun endeavors that you can get into in the outdoors. Shooting a bow is, learning to shoot a bow. But the bows that we have today are so far advanced from what I started with 25 years ago, or even bows 10 years ago. The advancements in compound bows we're talking about is amazing. Now, I've set up a new bow, and I'm really pumped up about archery season this year, deer hunting, hogs. Of course, I live down in Texas, and I'm going to got a trip planned to the Rio Rojo Rancho up on the Mighty Red River, a trip for axis deer with my bow here pretty soon with my buddy Mike Ford. But I'm shooting a gearhead bow. And if you're not tuned into the modern technology and advancements in compound bows, I want you to go online maybe and check these out. We're going to post a picture of my gearhead bow. It's the B30 series, which means it's 30 inches axle to axle. That's a pretty compact bow. But believe it or not, Gearhead makes a bow that's 24 inches axle to axle. Can you picture that? Now, that's a bow that actually goes in the backpack. And the arrow speeds, from the way they're designed, you know, the cams and all, the way the engineers designed them, the arrow speeds are right up there with the longer bows and way faster than they were just a very few years ago. So if you have a bow, now's a good time to get it to a bow shop, to a bow technician. Let him look it over. Let him check all the pulleys and the string especially. You know, you can get a lot of use out of modern-day bow strings. They can last for years, or they can wear out in a year. A lot of that depends on the quality of the bow string and the numbers of time you shoot it, you know, and how much you wax it and take care of it throughout the year. But get that bow out. It's not at all too late to, if you haven't been practicing, not at all too late to get the bow out, set your target up at 20 yards, 25, and begin shooting it. Now, I set my top pin on my compound bows at 25 yards. And for 99% of, actually all of my game hunting, that's the only pin I use at 25 yards. It's right on at 25 yards. At 15, it's within an inch or so. At 30, it's only about 2.5 inches low. But, you know, like any trajectory of a bullet or whatever, the farther out you go, the more it falls. So if you sight in at, say, 25 yards, I mean, you can hold center of shoulder, aim at center of shoulder on a deer-sized game animal, you know, out to, well, 25 yards, or out to 35 yards if it's sighted at 25. But the point I'm trying to make is if you have a compound bow, or maybe you hunt with a crossbow where it's legal, you know, it's legal here in Texas to use a crossbow during archery season, by all means, get it checked out. If you have just been setting up for a year, go to your local pro shop. Go to your, to your bow mechanic, bow technician. Let him look it over, because these guys know how they're trained to look at things and look for things that you or I might overlook, and then start shooting it. I mean, as easy as compound bows are to shoot now, 2 or 3 weeks you can feel confident if you've already trained on one in the whitetail woods. It's going to be a fun upcoming season. I'm thoroughly looking forward to it, and we are thoroughly out of time, folks. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.